Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club.
Welcome to Sustainable Idaho, the show where we explore the economic, societal, and environmental implications of sustainability within Idaho. I'm Scott Greaves.
And I'm Rachel McGovern. This week, we are exploring the clean and inexhaustible renewable energy resource that is solar energy.
Solar energy, or power from the sun, is harnessed using a range of ever-evolving technologies, such as solar heating and photovoltaics. Photovoltaics are the cells that are used in solar panels. They transform solar energy into direct current and then into usable alternating current with the help of an inverter.
Being a renewable resource, solar energy offers an alternative to fossil fuels, which, when burned, produces greenhouse gases and other pollutants that are harmful to both people and the environment. This is part of what makes solar a sustainable alternative.
The potential of solar energy is actually quite remarkable. It's estimated by scientists that 18 days of solar energy reaching Earth is equal to the energy that's stored in all of the planet's reserves of coal, oil, and natural gas.
Wow, and here in Idaho, solar power has been sizzling. We get about 200 days of sun a year.
So plenty of solar power potential then.
Yeah, exactly. And one group in particular who has been benefiting is Idaho farmers.
Yeah, and power costs are among the most expensive considerations for Idaho farmers because farming here requires power-hungry irrigation pumps. To help control costs and be more self-reliant, farmers across Idaho are choosing to install solar panels through a partnership with Idaho Power known as net metering.
Net metering is a system through which Idaho Power gives credit for any excess energy a customer produces. This credit can be used later in exchange for electricity. For example, a customer may amass credits in the summer and then use them later in the winter when they are generating less power.
But this could all be in jeopardy.
To investigate what's been happening around solar in Idaho, we hear from the Sierra Club, which is a conservation group, an Idaho farmer, the Citizens Climate Lobby, which is a grassroots advocacy group, and Idaho Power.
Idaho Power is proposing changes to its solar net metering program for heavy use customers like irrigators, farmers.
You're hearing from Lisa Young, the director of the Idaho chapter of the Sierra Club.
And that could make it harder for farmers and ranchers to go solar in the future and impact the financial investment of those who currently have solar systems. We just know that there's so much promise for Idaho's agricultural communities to utilize solar as an option to control their growing power costs, to gain energy independence, build resilience, directly benefit from the state's transition to a clean energy economy. And we see Idaho Power's proposal as limiting all that opportunity.
As Lisa mentioned, there is fantastic potential for Idaho farmers to utilize solar energy. But this issue goes beyond just producing enough power.
To us, this is really about fairness for farmers who want and deserve a choice in how they meet their energy needs and stabilize their energy costs.
In Idaho, Idaho Power represents a monopoly that distributes energy to our communities. This means that they are the only choice we have when we buy power.
But although they are considered a monopoly, this doesn't mean they're unregulated. Idaho Power operates within the constraints of regulations set by the Public Utilities Commission. If Idaho Power wants to make changes to its energy policies, they must first seek the approval of the commission.
And this is exactly what is happening. Idaho Power is proposing changes to how solar works in Idaho.
The proposed changes that we're talking about are impacting Idaho Power's net metering program, which is the program that any customer can use. There's net metering programs for residential customers and then also for larger heavy use customers like irrigators and, you know, large businesses and industry. And these net metering programs are a partnership between the customer and the utility. One of the reasons why Idaho Power is proposing changes right now, they say in the document that they submitted to the commission, is that solar-powered irrigation on farms, they claim, is growing too fast. And we really see the success and recent growth of Idaho Power's irrigation net metering program as proof that this program is economically beneficial for farmers in Idaho who are actively seeking solutions like solar to lower and stabilize their energy costs. We know of a number of farmers who are turning to solar as a way to help control those costs, and it's been a smart business choice for them to go solar.
However, back on June 19th this year, Idaho Power filed an application to the Public Utilities Commission proposing to modify Schedule 84, which is the solar net metering program that Lisa just described. This kick-started a process of public comments and hearings.
Yeah, that's right. You've done your homework on this, Scott.
Oh, well, I do try.
But the jury is still out on a decision. We're expecting to hear a verdict from the Public Utilities Commission sometime in December.
In simple terms, Idaho Power's proposal would mean that after December 1st, future investment in solar would be accompanied by significant uncertainty. The proposal suggests that major changes to the net metering program may be on the horizon.
But why does this matter to everyday Idahoans? Well, as we know, agriculture is the backbone of Idaho's economy. Farming doesn't just provide Idahoans with jobs, but it's part of our historical and cultural identity. Considering the rapid increase in agricultural technologies and the growing concerns over a changing climate, now more than ever, farmers need to adapt to the current economic and environmental pressures to be resilient.
Yeah. And key to this is retaining the financial incentive for investment in renewable energy.
It makes a ton of sense in a desert with a lot of sunshine to have solar panels be part of the system.
You're hearing from John O'Connor, an Idaho farmer with 45 years of experience, who has a degree in agricultural economics and is currently heading a $10,000 sustainable agriculture grant. John believes that we have to shift to sustainable farming and that solar can play a role in this. If we don't, we may incur the real cost in the future.
It's not really whether or not you're going to pay, it's how do you want to pay? Because we're gonna pay for all these things. This is what the misnomer. Well, you know, I don't want to pay for that, and that's too expensive. And look at the people that just lost all their houses and all the acres that just got burned, or all the acres that just got flooded back east, or the hurricane that came in and beat all the previous records. So what is that? Is that chump change? I mean, there's a lot of ways to pay for these things. And I'd like to try to be proactive as much as I can and not always have to fix it after it's broken.
Solar has been proven to be an extremely affordable energy alternative. However, its financial viability is within the hands of Idaho Power and the Public Utilities Commission. The real question is, will they consider the environmental and societal benefits of solar when making their final decision?
Join us next Tuesday morning at 7:35, where we speak to a representative of the Boise Citizens Climate Lobby and Idaho Power. Please note, Idaho Power is an underwriter of KISU.
Sustainable Idaho airs Tuesday morning at 7:35. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at KISU.org.